Welcome, everybody, to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and a special guest to be announced in just a few moments, I'm Bob Davis, and we're here live on the air right now. Keep listening. You'll hear how the Basic Gospel intersects with your daily life and how the Word of God can help you experience freedom and true life in Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question or if there's something you'd like to talk about, call right now, 1-800-677-9377. Again, that's toll-free, 1-800-677-9377. It's Basic Gospel. Hear it, believe it, live it. Now to introduce our guest on today's broadcast, here is Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Where is God when we hurt? We've all asked that question. I know I've asked it a number of times in my life, and I'm sure you've asked it as well in your life. Where is God when we hurt? Well, today we welcome Andrew Farley back to our microphones to talk about that very question. He has written a new book. He has co-authored it with Bart Millard, who is the lead singer of Mercy Me. The title of the book is The Hurt and the Healer. It is a wonderful, wonderful new resource, a resource we want to put into your hands, and we will do so to you for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this particular month is our way of saying thank you for standing with us. But if you've listened to this program for a while, you are familiar with Andrew. He's been on the program a number of times. He's a member of our board of directors. He's a part of our ministry, and we're so glad that he is. He pastors a church in Lubbock, Texas. He's authored numerous books. He's a professor at Texas Tech University. He's a husband and a father.
He's just got it all going.
That's right. He's a gifted communicator, and we're privileged to call him friend. So, Andrew, welcome to the Basic Gospel microphones today. Tell us a little bit about this new book, The Hurt and the Healer.
Yeah, well, as you said, Bob, it's a book that I worked on with Mercy Me and the lead singer, Bart Millard, and you know, their story is interesting. They kind of felt like they had reached the pinnacle of success in Christian music, and yet they felt like something was missing. And so then they began to search for answers, and somewhere along the line they got in touch with, got in their hands the Naked Gospel, this book I had written about my own spiritual burnout and me looking for answers. And as they read that book, well, the whole band passed it around during a flight to Australia. And by the time they got back from their trip, they were just pumped about the whole idea that God liked them and that it wasn't a performance-driven system with God, but that it was a Jesus-centered system. And they began to really soak in the love and grace of God like never before, and started tweeting about the Naked Gospel, started you know, talking about what the book meant to them. And then you know, I saw those things and said, hey, thank you. Thanks for sharing what you're sharing about the book. And next thing you know, we become friends, and Bart and I talk about working on a book together, and we have so much in common. I mean, we both are the same age. We both lost our fathers at an early age, and, you know, you just look at grief and loss and see it all over the place, left, right, and center on planet Earth. And so we thought we really needed to write a book about how people going through stuff, you know, are asking, where's Jesus in the middle of this? Why doesn't the pain go away? And if Jesus is really speaking to me, what's he saying?
Well, Andrew, how did y'all come up with the title of the book? Tell us a little bit of that story.
Yeah, you know, at the time, Bart had told me that, you know, they were getting ready to release a new album called The Hurt and the Healer, and that even reading the Naked Gospel had inspired some of the lines in the songs in that album. And, you know, his whole wrestling with, you know, as he puts it, is my faith worth dying for? Is my belief system worth dying for? Because he would hear all these folks who would say that their Christianity was worth dying for, and he didn't feel that. He didn't feel that about his own relationship with God. And so he felt like some pieces of the puzzle had not been put in place, And so then he read The Naked Gospel, and then he continued to write songs for this album, The Hurt and the Healer. And long story short, by the time we talked about writing a book together, he was saying, you know, what better title than just to name it after the number one single from Mercy Me, The Hurt and the Healer.
Well, I think that's just a fabulous story, and I'm always fascinated and intrigued by how God works. I mean, you weren't seeking out Bart to write a book together. He certainly wasn't seeking you out, but, you know, just through life, just through day-to-day living, God used a book and a person's life to bring healing into his heart, and the result of that is a new book that can help others going through whatever pain they're going through. And that's what I really appreciate about this book, Andrew, and appreciate the way that you guys put it together. It's very personal. It just reaches out to somebody where they are, whether they're a believer in Christ, whether they're still wrestling with their own spirituality. It connects because all of us hurt. We all go through pain and sorrow and suffering and trials and tribulations in life. I've yet to meet a person that hasn't experienced some measure of pain. Mm-hmm. And so it hits us where we live. It's a rubber meets the road resource. And if you are struggling right now, if you're a listener and you're engaging in this conversation, if you're struggling right now, we want to put this book in your hands. We want to get this resource to you. If you want to join us on the broadcast today, if you have a particular situation or issue that you would like to discuss with Andrew, we welcome your calls right now, 1-800-677-9377, 1-800-677-9377. Andrew, one of the things that you talk about is the power of God's grace to bring about healing. And that word grace, I think, is certainly an overused word or a watered-down word often in Christian circles today. Mm. Put some substance back into that word and give our listeners really an idea of why grace is so vitally important to us during these moments of pain and trials and tribulation in life.
Yeah, I mean, grace is just a word to most people, and I think we need to put a face on grace, and the face is the face of Jesus Christ. And when we look at his work as the focal point of our entire belief system, then grace shines more brightly. It means something to us. You know, grace to me means my sins are totally forgiven, not just yesterday's sins, but tomorrow's sins. I mean, I'm saying that sins that I haven't even dreamed up yet are forgiven. And that to me is a no holds barred, you know, total release, total forgiveness and unconditional acceptance, even regarding my future. And when I see that God has done that, it just makes me go, wow. Now, that is a gospel that is controversial, but it is also a gospel that is extremely comforting when I'm going through trials and when I've struggled. I mean, James says we all stumble in many ways. Apparently we're going to be stumbling, and apparently it's in many ways. So forgiveness is going to be key. And then,
let me jump in there real quick and let's see if we can connect some dots. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going through trials and tribulations, you have pain, you have suffering, something happens. What's the first thing that we normally think? What's the first question we normally ask? And I think that's why this forgiveness issue is so vitally important. Don't mm-hmm. we think that the trials and tribulations we experience oftentimes are God's punishment of us for something we've done in the past?
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, you know, something's happening. I've lost my job, or I've lost my spouse, or a family member, or something just drastic has happened in my circumstances. And then I think, you know, why is God doing this to me? And what this grace message, what this forgiveness message is saying is, hey, this is not retaliation from God Almighty. This is not God who is a master puppeteer up in heaven pulling these strings to punish. And, you know, the only way we can get past those silly views of Father, our Heavenly Father, is to recognize this total forgiveness that we have. He's let us off the hook, and he loves us no matter what.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I was with a group in Florida not too long ago, a retreat for families suffering with pediatric cancer, you know, a child, and these particular families, the kids suffering were, you know, infant up to like 12, 13 years of age. And, you know, I asked the question about, you know, what was it like hearing the diagnosis, and, you know, all of them, it was just a kick in the gut. I mean, just a hard, hard kick in the gut. But, you know, in the next day or two, one of the next questions that they started asking was, you know, what did I do wrong to bring this about?
Mm-hmm.
What sin am I being punished for?
Yeah.
And that's huge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's karma. It's karma Christianity, essentially. You know, X causes Y, and therefore I'm experiencing Z. And it's like, you know, a linear equation that we put together in our minds. And it's what Eastern religions are saying about God, or some, you know, sort of life force called God. And what's unique about Christianity, as you've just been pointing out, Bob, is that, you know, there's a blood sacrifice. There's the Son of God who's given his life for us. And that's God's way of saying, you know, Christianity crushes the karma. There is no karma. We don't get what we deserve. We get what God has decided to give us in his kindness. And it's incredible.
Yes, it is incredible indeed. Andrew Farley has joined us on the microphones today. We're certainly glad to have them. This is Basic Gospel. We have a special gift for you, a gift of thanksgiving for your contribution to Basic Gospel. It is a copy of this book, The Hurt and the Healer. It is a wonderful resource. I know if you're listening right now, you can look at your life and you can say, hey, I've hurt. I've experienced that. And I want to know what the answer is. How do I get healing for that pain? You may know others that are going through pain and suffering. This is a wonderful, wonderful resource. Again, it's a book by Andrew Farley and Bart Millard, The Hurt and the Healer. It's available to you for a gift of any amount this month, The Basic Gospel. And all the information on how you can get a copy is available at our website, basicgospel.net, or by calling our toll-free order line, 1-800-727-2828, 1-800-727-2828. Take advantage of this. This is a resource that you need in your hands. Not only for you individually to help you grow and experience the healing of God's grace, but as a ministry tool to pass on to others. So that's what this program is all about. That's why we're asking you to stand with us to come alongside what God is doing so he can use this outreach to bring healing to our listeners. And this is just one more resource that can help with that. So get your copy. We want to put it in your hands as quickly as possible. Well, Andrew, let's go to Worcester, Mass. And talk with Janet, listening to us on WVNE. Hi, Janet.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fantastic. Nice to hear from you.
Well, good to talk with you. And I just want to say, I'm sure the book is fantastic. The song is definitely near and dear to my heart.
Powerful, you know, song, cool. Isn't it?
It is powerful. I think when you do collide with God in that healing that you need, it's amazing. I guess my question is, though, you know, my hope is, like, sinning so much. I'm in quite a predicament, and, I pray every day. I'm in the Word every day, and God speaks to me through his Word, but I'm so stuck. I don't know what to do, and the people around me can't really help me, you know, in the way I need help. I need a place to live. I'm losing that by October 1st. So, and I know God will, I pray God will show up big time, but just, you know, it's just so hard to be in this situation. And I was just wondering what Andrew has to say when you just really feel like that hope is just fading
yeah.
horribly.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. You know, I think a lot of times we can be in the midst of something and it's like we start watching a movie in our minds and the movie is playing. And in that feature film, we're seeing ourselves homeless. We're seeing ourselves abandoned. We're seeing ourselves hopeless. And what I want to encourage you with is this, that you know, that's just a movie, and it's not fact. It's only fiction at this point. And so the enemy wants to show us a feature film of our past or our future. And so the main thing he is desiring to do is get us out of the present. Instead of living in the present with God, who says, I am enough, I am sufficient, I am your God, I am your Lord, I am your King, I am your provider, and I am doing so in the present. Instead, the enemy wants us to turn on that movie and just stare at the screen, and leads us into feelings of fear and eventually horror. And that horror movie is scary, but the reality is it's just a movie. And currently, right as you sit right now, you have a place. And God is your God. And, you know, he wants you to be acquainted with the simplicity of living in the present. And so I just want to encourage you to not watch that movie, but instead just fix your eyes on Jesus, who is in the present with you, living in you as your comforter, and not get sidetracked by the enemy.
Thank you.
Janet,
thank you so much.
Does that help? We would like to go ahead.
Yes, it does. It does help.
Yeah. Well, let me do this for you, Janet. We will send you a copy of Andrew and Bart's book, and I think that will help you as well. One of those things, an attitude that keeps me in the present, is an attitude of thanksgiving. And as Andrew was talking, that just you know, I just started thinking about that. Janet, you have a place. Are you willing to thank the Lord for what you have today? And I think that will just keep your mind anchored to the love of Christ. So, Janet, let me put you on hold. Let's send you a copy of this book. We sure appreciate your call today. And you keep us
thank
posted,
you so
okay?
Much.
You hang on, Janet.
And the book, of course, is available to any of our listeners, Bob and Andrew and Richard, that would like to make a gift to Basic Gospel right now. Go to basicgospel.net. You'll see all the information right there on the homepage, or you can call 1-800-727-2828. The Hurt and the Healer by Andrew Parley and Bart Millard. We'd like to get a copy into your hands for a gift of any amount right now.
Thank you, Will. Let's go to San Francisco and talk with Melvin, listening to us on KDIA. Hi, Melvin.
Hi, how are you guys? I have a question about what to do with my life. I mean, many times, I've been struggling with this for many years because I also wanted to be a preacher. And I was raised in a Christian family, but not 100% Christian, but, you know, like many people. But and when I came to this country, when I was about 21, 24 years old, I started preaching in a church. It was a Pentecostal church. But I was never 100% with them because I don't like the way they teach or the things they teach. A few years ago, since I started listening to you guys, I'm 100% with you. I believe what you say, what you teach, and I want to teach the same thing. But I want to make sure that that's my calling.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that sometimes I do believe that's my calling to go and preach. As a Christian, I know we're supposed to share with others, but we also need leaders. And I see all these preachers, you know, teaching something wrong all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's about money all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And people are sad. People need. I know people, even the people that say that they don't believe in God, they still want to know about God.
Mm-hmm.
And a few lately, I've been dreaming that I'm preaching, and while I am preaching, I feel so like a strength within myself, and I feel so happy while I'm preaching to people.
Mm-hmm. You know,
and I don't want to be a fanatic. thinking, what I would say, God is talking
brother,
to me.
I don't know if you can hear me okay there, but what I would say is that, you know, sharing the gospel is a privilege, and I think it is, you know, no wonder you feel such an excitement and enthusiasm when you share the gospel. Here's what I want to offer to you as a piece of encouragement, that your audience could be one person, or it could be 10 people, or it could be 100 people. And what I've found is that the number of people that are in the audience, so to speak, it really becomes irrelevant. What is so exciting is just the privilege of sharing Jesus, no matter who it's with. And so you don't have to be recognized with some sort of formal position as a pastor. You might be someday. But let me just encourage you that what you're sensing there, I think, is an enthusiasm about the gospel, about the Word of God and how powerful it is. And now you know some incredible truths by listening to the Basic Gospel radio broadcast for so many years. You have absorbed the truth. You're excited about it, and you want to share it. And all of that is natural and God-given. But, you know, sometimes with ministry, you have to let opportunities come to you. You can seek them out, but many times they just have to come to you. And so, audience, whether big or small, I just want to encourage you to enjoy, even relish, the opportunity to share this truth that you've come to know. Does that help some?
Yes. Do I need to take any class about theology or not?
Well, I would say you don't have to. You know, you could get some basic Bible classes if you wanted to, like a history of the church. But staying plugged into this ministry, I'd encourage you to do that, brother. What you're going to find in the archives of this ministry, Basic Gospel, you know, it blows people away, the amount that they can learn in merely listening for a week. Sometimes you learn things here that you just can't get in a year or two of seminary classes. It's so Jesus-centered that it just blows you away.
All right. Okay, thank you. Yeah, that helps a lot. And thank you. God bless you. And let's keep going.
Yes, indeed, Melvin. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of Andrew's book as well. This would be a great resource for you to have as you reach out to others, because you know every single person that you connect with, they've been through hurt, they're going through hurt right now, or they will hurt sometime in the future. And they need to know that God loves them in the midst of it. And this is a great resource. So let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of it, Melvin. So, and thanks for your call today. We certainly appreciate it. Well, Andrew, this has flown by. We certainly appreciate your time today. So excited about this book. And I hope many of our listeners will take advantage of this special offer that we have, a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. You're going to help us continue our outreach. You're going to get a wonderful resource in exchange as our way of saying thank you for standing with us. Andrew, thanks for, you know, just allowing God to use you in such a special way in writing these books and getting these resources out.
Hey, thank you, Bob, for all your friendship over the years, and it's been a pleasure to be on today. I appreciate it.
Well, we'll look forward to doing it again sometime in the near future. And many successes with this particular book. I know it's going to be a powerful tool.
Yes.
So, again, thanks for being with us today.
Yes, indeed. And as we close the broadcast today, I want to reiterate what Bob was saying just a few moments ago. We ask you to remember that Basic Gospel is supported only through your prayers and gifts. Now, for the remainder of this month, and to say thanks for your generous gift in any amount, we'll send you a copy of this book, The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Mellard and Andrew Farley. About The Hurt and the Healer, Amy Grant says, I'm thrilled about this eye-opening, life-changing book. Rules do not set us free, but being set free by the truth is real. It's going to be exciting to see how God uses The Hurt and the Healer in so many people's lives. I can't wait to watch it happen. That's a quote from Amy Grant. The Hurt and the Healer, yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Available online at realanswers.net or by phone at 1-800-727-2828. The Hurt and the Healer, don't miss it. That's basicgospel.net or 1-800-727-2828. If you use social media, we hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, our special guest Andrew Farley, and the Basic Gospel Ministry staff, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us again tomorrow at the same time for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.